Hi, my name is Alan from Alan Ree Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I'm going to discuss the performance of 30 years old leasehold factories. I know, at this junction, most of you will say jipua. Alan, why do you like to cover this topic? They are very lemon one. Well, let me share with you this. I have three objectives in covering such content. Firstly, I'm always curious about their performance from the start, since they have a shorter lease. It's close to a decade since, so this will be a good time to gauge its performance. Secondly, I believe many investors like myself are tempted to commit to one due to their affordability. By doing such content, we can all learn together and avoid any pitfalls. Lastly, I always believe to be well-versed in the trade. I must not only cover residential, but the full spectrum of the real estate market. Without further ado, I'll be discussing 6 strata title factory space. They are E9 Premium, Mega at Woolen in Woolen, Notcom 2 in Sambawang, iSpace in Pioneer, Ecotech at Sunview in Tuas, and lastly T-Space in Tampines. Before I go into the discussion, let's guess which factory will perform the worst and which one the best. I'm very sure most of you will get it wrong. Without further ado, let's go. More than a decade ago, some entrepreneur property developers seized the opportunity to build small format strata title industrial space. This after the success of Mickey Mouse Apartments and Shoebox Signs retail space. There was huge profit to make. This means if there is such demand, why not build small format strata title factory space too? One thing led to another. There was a proliferation of such space in the industry. This was made worse by big industrial landlords to capitalize this asset class into REITs. In short, rental evaluations shoot up the roof. SME owners raised their concern. A non-constituency member of parliament raised this issue in parliament. Soon, JTC took action and cut the sales of 60 years land sales to only 30 years to curb these speculation deep activities. After all, 30 years lease are suitable for end users who wish to buy them for their own use. Most investors will be kept away. Hence, by doing this research, we can find out if this policy helps to keep factory price stable. First up, E9 Premium. This is a strata title factory located along Woodland Avenue 9. All the factories in this video are part of JTC Government Land Sale Program. For E9 Premium, it's zoned Business 2 since it is close to residential area. Based on the historical chart, these are the transactions that are sold during the initial years. They hover between 230 to 450 per square feet. It seems that resale prices in recent years had a slightly declining outlook. This is after all in line with a shorter lease. Let's take a look at the profitable and unprofitable numbers. So far, there are 3 profitable deals. Profit is pretty attractive for those on the ground floor. These are what we call showroom units. Showrooms are suitable for those that need to display their goods, such as those promoting household products, to cars and interior design firms. On the other hand, there are 5 unprofitable deals. Such losses are still acceptable, factoring in the saving in renters during the holding period. Next, Mega at Woolen. This is a Mega B1 factory sitting on 422,000 square feet of land. It's bounded by Woolen Avenue 12 and Woolen Drive 64. Mega is an 8-story ramp-up flatted industrial development catering to B1 Clean, B1 Light and B2 General Industry. It comprises 512 factory units with 2 canteens, 1 clinic, 1 mini-mart and a heavy vehicle parking area. Do you know, when I look at factory, I don't only see from the outside or just by looking at these numbers. I told you before, I'm on the ground. I don't like to do desktop analysis. I love to go inside, buy a cup of coffee, walk here and walk there. Don't think I'm so free to bar long there. I am in fact working to get a sense of things. I will observe the kind of trade, the flow of goods and people, the occupancy rate, the upkeep, and most importantly, the vibrancy of the community. This will give me an indication of the health of the particular factory. That is why by looking at its historical chart, we can observe that Mega seems to be holding its prices well, even with a depreciating lease. If we look closer into the profitable deals, there are 12 versus 3 loss-making ones. Not too bad, Profit range from 36,000 to 140,000. And the analyzed returns also seems to be healthier. Maybe the B1 zoning allowed for more flexibility in that kind of trades. Norcom 2 is located along Gambas Avenue in Sabawang Town. Norcom 2, a B1 industrial development in Singapore, has 347 units. It comprises 345 industrial units and 2 canteen units. The units are a mix of ramp-up, flatted, and terraces. However, when I look at the chart, it really puzzles me that there is an unusual number of low transactions recorded since it was TOP many years ago. This is further supported by the number of sales transactions locked at 29 units. Maybe the developer keep them for rental instead? Anyway, there are 0 profitable and 2 unprofitable deals. Losses range from 16,000 to 86,000. Not very conclusive due to the low number of resale transactions. Let's move on to the next project. iSpace is located in Pioneer along Soon Lee Street. It's closest towards Jurong West. It's next to other factories such as Pioneer Center, Pioneer Junction and Pioneer Point, which are also on 30 years leasehold. These charts show that prices range from 300 to 500 per square feet during launches. Subsequently, prices declined and stabilized after COVID-19. This could be due to the surge in warehouse spaces, especially for those that venture into live streaming and e-commerce sales. Anyway, there are 2 winners and 12 losers. Let's take a closer look at its numbers. Surprise! There are even units that lost up to 285,000. This is easily a loss of up to 33% in market value. There are many factors that affect its performance, from vehicular movement to tenant mix. If you are interested in investing in such, it will be good to do some homework and work with someone who is familiar with this space. Ecotech at Sunview is located along Pioneer Road and Jalan Buron. This is technically Tuas. This is a business to industrial factory. There are 434 production units plus 1 auxiliary canteen. Most of the units come with a mezzanine floor. Why is that? Well, this is a double-story airspace with a section dedicated for office or used for storage. The high ceiling area is also counted as part of your strata area. Do you know, back a decade ago, many such factory spaces even include private car park lots, aircon ledge, void area and even roof terrace space as your overall strata area. This means the actual space for production is less than you thought. Anyway, there are 8 winners and surprisingly 85 losers. Super sian. Losses are all above the 100,000 mark. For those who are interested in buying the cheapest factory space in Singapore at less than 200 per square feet, look no further. But please be prepared to fully pay in cash due to the short lease. The chart has shown that those who bought them at launch are losing money. Anyway, they don't really lose. If you are buying for own use, this means you have saved on rental costs over the years. But if you are an investor, after factoring in property tax, maintenance fees and other expenses, that doesn't even include the hassle of finding tenants and vacancy period. I think you better go and work out your sum by yourself. T-Space is located in Tampines, near to Giant and Courts Megastore. There are 249 units. This is an 8-story development with a basement. If you have been to this area, most of the trades are into interior design, furniture to household products. If you look at the chart, it seems promising. At least the chart is stable and has a slight upturn trend. So far, there are 7 profitable and 2 losses. Not bad. Decent profit. Cannot complain already. At least never suffer heavy casualty. Few possible reasons. Some of the units are terraces units. This means they are 4-story high with a mezzanine floor. The strata area range from 19,000 to 38,000 square feet. They are like inter-terrace house in a factory setting. The configuration of the units is also straightforward for driver to navigate. These are small details that enhance the appeal of this strata title space. Let's compare them all together. At a glance, E9 Premium had a negative 34% return since its launch. For Mega and Woolen, surprisingly, it maintained its value pretty well. For Norcom 2, it has appreciated by 22%. However, on further analysis, I suspect that the most recent transactions are sold by the developer. Hence, this may not be a fair comparison. As for iSpace, it lost 24%. This is similar for Ecotech and Sunview at negative 23%. For T-Space, it fared decently well at 24%. What can we conclude? What can we learn here? E9 Premium, iSpace and Ecotech have done mediocrely only due to their layout, design, tenant mix and others. Some of these factories have a high proportion doing carpentry trades. As for Mega, it's a vibrant place to start any businesses. You have to visit it to understand yourself. For T-Space, how it positioned itself to the furniture trades due to IKEA could play a part in preserving its value. Overall, if I average them up, 30 years of factory space in Singapore are about 10.5 years old. They have a remaining lease of 19.5 years. This means they are two-thirds into their journey. Their average cost is 303 per square feet and they have done a negative 24% on average. This is in line with a depreciating lease. Going forward, are the resale units still a good buy? Well, if you're running a business and will want to hold a property on your own, then by all means, for accounting purposes and for business continuity. However, if you are the heartland investors thinking about investing for the rental yield, please work out your sums, factoring in zero value at the end of the lease. In addition, the next resale buyer will have to fully pay the property in cash. That's all. I come to the end of the video. As usual, if you have benefited, please kindly help me to like, comment and share it around. That is all I ask for. Thank you.